What counts for Vivian was the emotional connection she created with her fellow employees and our guests. And what gave her inspiration and meaning was the fact that actually she was taking care of people who were far away from home, because Vivian knew what it was like to be far away from home. That very human lesson, more than 20 years ago, served me well during the last economic downturn we had. In the wake of the dot-com crash and 9/11, San Francisco Bay Area hotels went through the largest percentage revenue drop in the history of American hotels. We were the largest operator of hotels in the Bay Area, so we were particularly vulnerable. But also, back then, remember, we stopped eating French fries in this country. Well, not exactly, of course not. We actually started eating freedom fries, and we actually started boycotting anything that was French. Well, my name and my company? Joie de vivre. So I started getting these letters from places like Alabama and Orange County saying to me that they were going to boycott my company because they thought we were a French company. And I'd write them back and I'd say, wait a minute, we're not French. We're an American company. We're based in San Francisco. And I'd get a terse response, oh, that's worse. So one particular day when I was feeling a little depressed and not a lot of joie de vivre, I ended up in the local bookstore around the corner from our offices. And I initially ended up in the business section of the bookstore looking for a business solution. But given my befuddled state of mind, I ended up in the self-help section very quickly. And that's where I got reacquainted with Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs.